The Adani Carmichael coal mine in Queensland Galilee Basin is facing yet more pushback, this time from religious leaders in Sydney. A peaceful group of protesters from a variety of religious traditions staged a sit-in at the Commonwealth Bank headquarters today, calling on the bank's board to refuse a loan to the Adani group, who is spearheading the mining project. Rohan Salmond has the story.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful.
The Adani coal mine is a political firecracker drawing together activists of all stripes. Today, a group of religious leaders from Anglican, Buddhist, Catholic and Uniting Church backgrounds gathered to protest at the Commonwealth Bank headquarters in Sydney. For them, Adani isn't just a political issue.
I'm Byron Smith. I'm a lay ministry assistant at Paddington Anglican Church. I'm delighted to be here with people of faith representing many different traditions, and we think that this is a moral issue fundamentally. For all the political wrangling over it, it's a matter of, are we going to stop undermining the future?
Unlike its competitors, the Commonwealth Bank has not ruled out loaning money to the Adani Corporation towards the construction of the mine.
I'm Fia Ormerod. I'm a Catholic and a grandmother of seven children and a social worker. We have to stop investing in new coal mines. In particular today, we're asking the Commonwealth Bank board to rule out funding for this Adani mega mine in the Galilee Basin.
It wasn't your stereotypical protest. Instead of chanting and yelling, there was singing and praying. But the responsibility felt for the cause was crystal clear.
I'm here because I am really concerned about the direction the planet is heading, and our finance sector is just going on business as usual. We can't afford business as usual. We do business as usual and we tank the planet.
The protest was coordinated by Stop Adani Sydney, a community organisation trying to cut off all avenues for the Queensland mining project. Its organiser, Ed Mortimer, says he's pleased with how the protest is going.
Yeah, today's been some great reception. The Combank obviously carrying in their boots. They got 19 police down very quickly, and the police have actually withdrawn their threats of arrest, and looks like we're going to be here for the long haul. So we're going to cause a big impact and make it clear that we need an answer.
It's an answer they won't receive until the Commonwealth Bank Board meets on the 13th of June. In a statement to The Wire, the bank reiterated its commitment to commercially viable renewable energy projects around the world that support the transition to a low-carbon economy.
We believe people have the right to express their views in a peaceful manner. As a major bank, we support nearly every sector in the economy. We will only fund projects that meet our strict environmental, social and governance standards.
For Ed, this is a question of leadership and trust.
So at this time, CommBank have an opportunity as the largest bank in Australia to lead on climate action policy and actually have some sort of substance behind when they talk about these sorts of things. They can take a step further than Westpac did last month and really show it to the Australian public that they're keen to lead and keen to be the ones we trust with our money.
For Byron Smith, opposing the Adani mine is about love and justice, and he believes companies should operate ethically and responsibly to ensure the world is livable for the next generation.
I'm here today because I want to take seriously the words of Jesus when he tells us to love God and love our neighbours, and I think that this proposed Carmichael coal mine dishonours the Creator by seriously contributing to climate change and other forms of ecological degradation. And I think it also harms many, many neighbours, both through air pollution, but also through warming the planet and unravelling the web of life on which we all depend.
Further protests are planned around the country to keep the pressure on the Commonwealth Bank until the 13th of June. And these religious leaders will keep doing their bit to ensure the world stays bright and beautiful.
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all.
Those were the religious protesters at the Commonwealth Bank's headquarters, ending that report by Rohan Salmond.